A proposal by the state college system to close 3 campuses next fall and eliminate 500 jobs to address budget shortfalls caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is angering many. On Sunday, the system delayed a vote on the plan after legislative leaders and the governor announced their concern. Meanwhile, VPR's Nina Keck spoke to local officials as well as students who say closing campuses in Johnson, Linden, and Randolph would devastate the rural economies and derail promising careers.
51-year-old Kathy Sandville lives in Troy, Vermont, on the Canadian border. She says closing the 3 campuses would hit her family especially hard. Sandville is an education major at Northern Vermont University and has just 1 year left. Her daughter, Erin, is enrolled in the veterinary tech program at Vermont Technical College in Randolph. Both campuses would close under a plan that Chancellor Jeb Spaulding announced on Friday. Now, Sandville says both their futures are up in the air, and she's written to the governor, state college officials, and lawmakers to express her anger.
It's devastating, very upsetting. I feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath us, you know. I mean, I know there's been financial troubles with the school system, but it's all up in the air. It really, you know, leaves us, you know, in limbo, really.
I've been crying since Friday afternoon.
Caitlin Chaffee is a 21-year-old who lives in Barrie. She's the first person in her family to go to a 4-year college and is 1 year away from getting her teaching degree at NVU. Like a lot of students at the Linden campus, Chaffee lives at home, works, and commutes to class to save money. She's already invested about $40,000 into her degree. And while Chancellor Spaulding has proposed folding NVU's programs into Castleton University, Chaffee, Sandville, and Karen Fillmore, another NVU student, all say transferring to a new campus hours away isn't an option.
So for me, I don't know if I'll be able to finish my degree.
Fillmore lives in Derby. She's 34, has 4 kids, and commutes 45 minutes to class. She loves NVU because she's been able to learn around her kids' school schedules and says having so many other non-traditional students as classmates has made her feel at home. And Fillmore says she couldn't wait to begin student teaching in the same community where she lives.
I cannot travel to Castleton. It's impossible for me. That's 3 hours away. And juggling a house and kids, and we can't uproot and move just so I can take one more year of college classes. And I'm so close to done. It's really scary to think about the fact that all that work might have been for nothing.
For non-traditional older students like herself, who may have missed going to college when they were younger or want to try a new career, not having a 4-year college close by will take away that opportunity, she says. Fillmore and other students were also upset to learn that the University of Vermont is requesting $25 million in aid because of COVID-19, while their school could be forced to close. And she said the impact will be felt by far more than students.
In the Linden area, there's all these businesses that depend on college students to work the jobs. They invest money. We have some great professors that live in the area, and we're going to lose their income into being funneled into the community. I think the loss of these campuses will actually hurt the economy more than if the state would help out with some additional funding and fund our state colleges in a way that other states fund theirs.
Patrick Wickstrom is studying atmospheric and climate change science at NVU and has started a petition to pressure the governor and state legislature to better fund the state college system. By Sunday afternoon, it had nearly 26,000 signatures. Meanwhile, the faculty at NVU's 2 campuses issued votes of no confidence in Chancellor Jeb Spaulding. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.